UWRF senior Maggie Elberts thought being late to class would not cost her anything, except maybe a couple of notes or brief announcements. However, she ultimately found herself on the receiving end of continuous jokes and derogatory comments from her professor regarding her personal beliefs.
I was late to class because I had Bible study prep before, and which was like maybe 3 minutes past the time, which usually is the class they don't start till 5 minutes after anyway. And he was really upset.
The class had recently completed a group project, and when the professor found out Elbert's reason for being late, she says he seized the opportunity to make a spectacle of her and the work she had produced.
Then he used my project, an example of a project that is off the scale bad. And at this point, it was just, like, ridiculous, and I just started crying in class, and he could obviously see that I was upset, and he didn't make any effort to, like, go back on it, though.
The professor did not just pick on Elbert's once, but directed multiple comments specifically toward her throughout the semester.
If he would just say little comments about the denominations, like, not getting along. And then, I honestly think he picked me as, like, a target in that class. Like, he didn't comment on the other girls.
While Elbert's case serves as an extreme example of the role that professors can play in classroom discussions, Assistant Professor Manu Sharma says that students' religious beliefs are commonly expressed in contentious classroom conversations.
And then the next challenge was when we had that, you know, whole notion of religion, because a lot of my students hold very strong religious identities. And there was that huge learning of the difference between having your religious values and then homophobic language that doesn't necessarily portray your religious values. So
recently, Sharma led a class discussion on sexual orientation, a topic she says the class found particularly challenging.
When you try to do these controversial conversations too early in the semester, it becomes very, very difficult. So I've seen that. So I always try my best to slowly ease into these controversial discussions.
Other professors have different strategies for handling controversial class discussions. English professor Joe Fisher says the topic of the discussion needs to be carefully considered.
I kind of deliberately avoid topics where there's like partisan political debate. Not because I'm trying to avoid it, just because if we pick those topics, people kind of figure out, well, I'm on this side, so here's the talking points, here's what I'm going to do. I'll sometimes pick topics where it's like, it's controversial, right? It's polarizing, but it's not like, oh, this is something Democrats and Republicans are debating right now. So we end up having discussions where people have to kind of think through principles and think through evidence and things.
When thinking through the evidence, Fisher says it's important for students not to make assumptions about their fellow classmates.
Don't assume that if somebody disagrees with you, they're stupid or evil. They might be, because they're stupid and evil people, but it doesn't help you as a writer to assume that your opponent is stupid or evil.
Regardless of how heated the discussions get, Fisher says these discussions are only intended to help prepare students for upcoming assignments. For the Falcon News Service, I'm Nathan Lukasavitz.